listen to it if you want to. I don't recommend you lay down now because you may not come back. So, just get yourself in a comfortable spot. Use nice, even breaths. In and out. Relax your shoulders and your neck. Keep breathing. Let everything fall away from you. This is your time. Okay. Is that better? Everyone can hear me a little better now, I hope. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. So again, take your nice, easy, even breaths. Relax. Let your neck relax, your shoulders relax. Put all your worries aside for now. You're going to spend some time with Isis and Osiris. This is your time. Your beautiful, cherished time. So take a breath in and a breath out. We are going to visualize a single point of light way, way above you, like a star in the night sky. There will be no other stars. It's completely blank. Just that one point of light. Let all of your attention go to it. On every out-breath, that star will get brighter, staying very small, just brighter. As it does so, begin to feel the movement in your forehead. Looking at the star, all of your attention there, feeling movement at the back of your head and on your forehead now. As you look upon that star, let a single beam of white light shoot forward and attach itself directly to your forehead, locking it to your third eye point. As that beam of light enters your body, you will feel a lightness, a calmness, and a peace. Very gently, that beam of light will start to pull you. It's like a magnet pulling you up into the sky. You can feel it lifting you. Soon you will feel yourself drifting upwards, being drawn forward by your forehead, where this beam of light is connected to you. You are traveling upward towards the star, slowly at first, and then faster and faster. If you look back over your shoulder, you will see the earth. You have traveled a great distance already. The star in front of you is bright. As you approach it, you will see it start to take a shape. It is becoming rectangular, like a doorway. As you get closer and closer, it will become just that. A white door floating in space. There is nothing anywhere around this. Looking around as you stand close to this door, all that surrounds you now is space. At your feet, at the foot of this door, There is sand and a black hole. You are going to kneel down and draw a symbol in the sand. Let yourself draw the symbol. And as you do so, the door will swing open. You can sense and feel the sunlight on the other side of the door. Use a single out-breath to blow the door wide open. For some reason, you do not wish to touch the door with your hand. So use your breath and step through. As you do so, you will feel sand beneath your feet, and it is warm and soft. You will feel the sand embrace your feet, and in feeling that, you will feel at peace and calm. Looking upward, you will see the day's sky, bright and blue. Begin to walk forward. You are in what looks like a desert. Sand dunes rolling in all directions. You are down low, looking up at a very large sand dune in front of you. Walking forward towards that sand dune, you are now going to begin to go upward. Again, look back over your shoulder and see your footprints. See the white door that you came through. It is there waiting for your return. Continue to walk forward and up the sand dune, higher and higher. You will have a sense that you have been here before. Begin to walk down the other side, and you will notice what you thought was the desert has opened up into a tropical, beautiful place where a beautiful lake lies in front of you. You are surrounded in mountains, and the reflection of the mountain is in its center of the lake. There is not a breath of wind. Walking down the other side of the sand dune towards the lake looks like glass. Soon you will find a spot where the sand runs directly into the lake itself, and you will come to stop there. Standing there, you admire the beauty around you. Plants you have never seen before. Beautiful flowers, but by far the most beautiful thing is the reflection of the snow-capped mountain in front of you, which sits all the way into the center of the lake. As you look out over the lake, in its center, you will begin to see a light that is white and bright and appears as though it is coming from beneath the surface. Before your eyes, a single thick beam of light will shoot out of the center of the lake. It will not disturb the surface. The surface of the lake remains absolutely still and pristine. But this thick beam of white light will shoot up into the sky. Looking up, you can see that it continues forever. As this occurs, all of your attention will go to your left-hand side. We're standing 100 feet or so from where you are. A woman has appeared. She is wearing white and is walking towards you very slowly. As she approaches you, you can feel her presence. This is the Lady Isis, and soon she will be at your side. The beam of light that you look out towards is the light of the Eternal Lake. Let Isis take your left hand now. Feeling her hand in yours, she will place her other hand on your shoulder and look deep into your eyes. Her eyes are like emeralds looking through you. She will gently lean her forward, her forehead forward, and let it come to rest on yours. Still holding your hand, with her other hand on your shoulder, joined at the forehead, as she breathes out, you will take her breath inside you, deep down into your body. As that occurs, you will feel light move all the way through you. You can feel your body activating. Your body recognizing the sacred feminine that is close to you. She will slowly lift her forehead off yours. Release your hand. She will nod her head towards you. And you watch as she walks out across the lake in front of you. One step at a time across the surface of the lake. With each footprint, like a petal thrown in the water, ripples move in all directions. She walks very, very slowly. With all of your attention upon her, to your right-hand side, there is another presence. You see a man walking towards you. He is Egyptian looking, strong and muscular. He is walking towards you. You will notice in his hand he is carrying the Ankh, the Egyptian cross. This is Osiris. Just as the Lady Isis appeared at your side, he too will appear now at your right-hand side. Turning your face to him, he will take your hand, place his other hand upon your shoulder, and gently laying his forehead forward as his forehead and yours comes to meet. You can feel his power and strength run through your body. With a single out-breath, he breathes his life force into you. As he breathes out, you breathe in. Your body is activating. You can feel his energy running through your body, feeling the warmth of his forehead on yours. Slowly he will lift, release your hand, turn, and just as Isis, begin to walk across the surface of the lake. As he walks out onto the lake in the same manner, you will be aware that the Lady Isis is waiting for him. In the center of the lake, she has turned to face you. just to the edge of the large beam of light that appeared earlier. As Osiris reaches the center of the lake, he too will stand and face you. Walk now to the edge of the lake so your feet are almost in it. Looking down, you will see your feet ever so close to the water. Lean forward and look at your reflection. It is here that you will see your Atlantean self. Allow your eyes and your face to change, and the reflection to be seen of who you once were. This is you at your peak, your most reverent Atlantean self. You will remember this image. Take several nice breaths. Now let your focus go back to the center of the lake. Standing back up, you are now going to walk across the surface of the lake. Take time and gently step onto the surface. With every step, you will realize it will support you perfectly. You are walking towards Isis and Osiris. They stand either side of the large beam of light that is in the center of the lake. With each footstep, little ripples move in all directions. Your physicality is not here, so you may walk across the surface. Very quickly, you will be at the center of the light. Looking at the beam of light, which when you are so close, has a beautiful warmth to it. Isis will take your left hand, and Osiris will take your right. They will lead you into the light. And then from your left and right hand side, letting go of your hand, they will join hands either side of you. They will look up, tilting their heads backwards. And as they do so, the light around you will change color, sequencing like a rainbow, one color after another. A sacred sequence of colors only known to you. This sequence is activating your blood. It is activating the light encodements within you. Red, greens, blues, every color known to man is possible here. The silvers and golds, there is no limitation. With every color change, you will feel it move through your body. The sacred masculine and sacred feminine close by your side. You will feel now the masculine and feminine self, which you are. Come to balance. Okay. The sacred masculine and sacred feminine close by your side. You will feel now the masculine and feminine self, which you are. come to balance, gently feeling whole. You will allow everything that is not in alignment with your purpose to gently flow away from you, feeling it all fall from you and be absorbed into the lake. You will see a shadow just disappear. Knowing in this moment, this is a space of healing and cleansing. As that occurs, Isis and Osiris will begin to move downward into the lake on the side of you. Seeing them descend into the water very slowly, still joining hands on either side of you. They are still standing in that light, and it is still changing colors. Gently, Isis and Osiris will disappear beneath the surface of the lake on either side of you. As that occurs, the light that is shining up around you will disappear, and you will find yourself standing in the center of the lake. And as you turn around to face the big mountain that is behind you, you will see that its reflection comes all the way to the center of the lake and is at your feet. The tip of the mountain rests between your feet, and you are looking up at it. You will now walk towards the mountain across the surface of the lake. Again, nice and gently. Reaching the shore, you will feel the warmth of the sand again. You will continue walking in a straight line. Soon, you will find a cliff face. It is a solid rock wall. Using the middle finger on your right hand, you will draw a rectangle the size of a door into this rock face. As you do so, it will become a doorway. Stepping through, you will see your planet Earth in the distance. A single beam of blue light will enter into the center of your chest, and you will feel yourself being magnetized and pulled, ever so gently to start with. You will begin to move through space. Turning around and looking behind you, you will see the white door. In front of you, you can see the Earth. At first, ever so small, and then increasing in size. Let the blue ray of light guide you all the way back to your body. Closer and closer to the planet until you can see your body waiting for you. Gently, you're going to roll yourself over and either lay or sit back down into your form, taking all of this healing with you and everything you have done with your journey. Feel your feet become your feet. Your hands become your hands. Take several nice breaths. And remembering all you have encountered, open your eyes. Your blood is now active. Your body is now active with the 77 encodements. Your masculine and feminine sides have brought to balance. You have cleansed, purified, and healed yourself. It is now up to you to not recreate what it was you began with. Take several nice breaths and hold this peace that you have found as we go through your ceremony. Just breathe, and Rosalie will start the ceremony.